In today's video, I'm talking about why you need to only work on things that have unlimited upside. When you work a normal job, you work a certain amount of hours and get paid a certain amount of money, and it stays mostly the same your whole life. It's a treadmill style setup. You have to stay on it to keep getting it. And you genuinely do this your whole life with no potential for upside. And a lot of people live like this, and that's okay if that's okay with them. But to be honest, I haven't met a lot of people who live like that and don't complain about it. I can't really think of anyone I've met who lives like that and has lived like that for a long time and likes it. They more so just put up with it. Like, whatever, it is what it is. This is just life. That's just how it is. But for some people, like me, I could just never accept it. I was like, no, if I'm gonna be working, then I have to love it. Or be working on something that I can slowly build up over time that eventually gives me freedom. And I'm glad I went the business route, because when you own a business or a brand or invent products or improve systems and do it under your own entity, such as a business or a brand, you have a potential for an upside much larger than just the going rate for the work. For an oversimplified example, if you own a yard maintenance company and someone books your $200 service or package, and it costs you $100 to employ someone to perform that work, to do that job, and $50 in materials, you know, lawnmower fuel or whatever, and then you profit the remaining $50. If you had that set up, you could focus solely on marketing and growth and just running your business efficiently. And your actual available time in your day or week is not affected by the amount of work that you bring in, the amount of clients you actually get. This style of business has potential to scale up because your time is separated from the work. If you were doing the work, then your time would be limited to how many customers you can serve in a day. But if you own the business and make a profit after the job is completed when someone else does the work, then you essentially can scale up infinitely. You could get to the point that 100 individual $200 jobs are being done a day by multiple employees, and you're still getting your $50 from each job. That's $5,000 in a day, by the way, if 100 jobs were actually getting done and you pocketed $50 from each. But to make it more realistic, let's just say two employees are doing three jobs each a day and you get $50 per job, so you're taking $300 a day. If you wanted to earn more, you're only limited by how many customers you can actually bring in and how many employees you can get to do the work. For every three customers you can get and every one employee you can add, it's another $150 your way. So the business can grow and grow and grow and just be uncapped. Unlimited upside. You can earn an amount that is not dictated by the hours you have available in the day. I know a lot of people would pick this apart at that point and say, yeah, you're just exploiting your workers, and then to a degree I can actually understand that, but the entrepreneur life is not for everyone. There's always going to be such a large number of people that just don't believe they can be owners or don't even want to be owners, and they will be the people that do the work and they're happy like that, or they're not prepared to try and change that for themselves, and that's just fine too. Just because you give someone like that a job does not make you an exploiting capitalist pig. You're just working with what you've got available. When you run a business like this, where you can make a sale and have a certain amount of profit that didn't rely on your personal time, then you have a potential for unlimited upside. My personal example of this is best explained by the comparison of my physical retail store and my online retail store. So my income as an entrepreneur comes from selling physical products from an online store called Syndicate Store and a DTC brand called Native Scooters. I like bragging about this because it's proof that I know what I'm talking about when it comes to building brands and businesses and separating your time and money. But when I first started out, I had a physical retail store, which I loved and I do miss dearly. But that physical store was limited by how many people could be served at one time. And since we only ever had one sales counter in the store, that was just one person. Not only that, but if five people walked into the shop at once, I couldn't serve them all at once, although I tried many times. But for a multitude of reasons, I closed down the physical store and went online only. Now, an infinite number of people can browse my online store and check out simultaneously without any time taken out of my day whatsoever, because I have an employee who is more than happy to have a job that packs and sends the orders for me. So whether I sell one scooter one day or 10 scooters the next day, it doesn't change the amount of time that it takes away from my life. So obviously there is a time cost associated to the ongoing maintenance and marketing of the business, like anything, but all that stuff is done separately from the sales themselves, and it can be done on a schedule of my choosing. It is not dictated by the actual sale itself. And it's similar for my brand Native Scooters when we sell products to distributors all over the world. There's lots of emails and logistics and ongoing marketing efforts, but the sales of the good themselves don't take any time away from me. Sales could quadruple overnight, which would be very, very cool, and it would not change the amount of hours that I'd actually work. This actually happened once, and it's kind of what changed my whole life. I touch on this in the section of finding freedom called exponential when I say, I went from selling one scooter at a time to whoever I could get to visit my physical store to selling thousands of scooters in a single sale to international distributors using an email address and an Excel spreadsheet. We went from being a locally made handlebar company that made 20 units at a time to having multiple 40-foot containers filled with our products sailing to every corner of the globe. So when I work on either of these businesses, whether I'm out filming and taking photos with the team or dialing in my email marketing campaigns, which I barely actually do, I'm just using that as an example, or working on new products for the brand, if all goes well and I make sales, the sales themselves don't really need my time. I'm not working on something that, if successful, if I get 100 new customers, I don't have to go and mow each of their lawns and trade away my time for their money. I'm working on things that have unlimited upside. But there is a flip on this. There is another way. Even though this whole video was about why you need to separate your time and money and build a business with unlimited upside, that is not the be-all and end-all. There is another way, but it still involves being an owner. So one of the people that I've worked with to help build up their business is a business that sells an educational product to governments and councils. His time is directly related to how much he can earn because he is the teacher, he is the instructor, which goes against everything I've said in this video. But because he has created a very unique product that they want him to teach for them, he can charge a very good rate for it. And because he is his own boss, he can choose how much work he will accept. So he currently works 3 half-days a week, making more than a lot of full-time employees. And when I say half-days, I don't even mean half. I mean like a couple hours. So the difference here and why it's important to be an owner is retaining the ability to choose how much or how little work you will accept. You can aim for a high-paying job, but the truth is most of them involve long hours too. The way the whole world and economy is set up on this 5-day work week roster, it just doesn't lean itself to an employee that only wants to work 3.5 days a week. You could be the best worker in the world, but if your boss and co-workers can't get a reply from you for 1.5 days at a time when they're working 5 full days a week, then there's going to be problems. It just isn't really compatible with traditional employment. So yeah, you don't have to totally separate your time from your income, but I feel like you do have to be the owner to have that optionality. I'd love to delve deeper into that whole concept too in another video, like how can you just find a good way to earn a lot of money and just smash out like 2 days of work a week and not have to think about work or money for the other 5 days. That definitely gets me thinking, but anyway, that's this week's video. Other than that last little rebuttal, that is why you need to only work on things that have unlimited upside.